Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival, here with Brian Welsh, director of Beats. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very happy to have you here because your film is a breath of fresh air, of energy completely. And it's a film about music, about the power of freedom that music gives you. Mm. And it's also a film about freedom of choice, I think, no? Mm. Is it something... This is what I felt, because the story of these two kids, they want to go to a rave party in Scotland, and which is forbidden. Mm. They were very forbidden. But they do all they can to do there. And once they got there, they experienced this like epiphany of... A new life and a new perception of themselves.
Totally.
So how did you build up this film, and why the music is so important for you? Because it must be.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you talk about choice, because that's a really key theme in the film, particularly for Jono. You know, he seems to have this life that's predetermined for him by society, and he wants to experience this thing which you know, ultimately may find out is quite life-changing for him. But there are so many of us in society that maybe don't make that choice and never get the chance to learn something fundamental about ourselves, and that's kind of key to that. And for me, music has always been a key part of my evolution as a person, and you know, sharing music with other people, and that really is the event that John and Spanner go to. That's kind of what's happening at its core. It's very much about the experience of the music and being able to express emotions with each other through sharing this.
And because the music we are talking about is techno music, because this rave party they're going to is a techno rave party, and there is this speaker on this free radio station. It's like, for them, kind of a iconical, like a guru.
Yeah, the D-Man.
The D-Man.
Yes.
The D-Man, exactly. And the D-Man is what they... This character is what drives them through this rites of passage.
Yeah, and he brings a sort of an ideological, political...
Absolutely, very, very political.
Articulation of the experience.
I took notes, because when I saw the movie, there was this scene, this sequence of them like running out of the house, so which is like a sense of freedom, of like fleeing away, with this very beat music and the voice of the speaker telling... them and telling the audiences what it means to be governed by something. And there is a list of like noted, registered, stamped, assessed, admonished, prevented, forbidden, reformed, corrected, watched, inspected, spied upon, indoctrinated, checked, controlled, all these kind of words that are like talked and said on a beat of the music.
Yes.
And it's really, really energizing.
Yes.
It's a powerful sequence.
It's actually it's an adaptation of a sort of anarchist socialist philosopher's ideas about living in a governed society, and
which I think that was scary for the regular society about rave parties, was this anarchist like side of it, because you were free to be whatever you want to be, regardless of the rules that society imposes you. Do you think the music still has this kind of drive of anti-system?
Anti-authority,
anti-system.
I think, I'll talk about it in the UK, but what happened around the time of the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act was these types of events had to then become licensed. Mm-hmm. And monetized. Right. And so what was the kind of anti-authoritarian scene and was against capitalist values and all of that, particularly the scene that we're depicting in the film, was then sucked into the mainstream and commercialized. And of course now EDM culture is a multi-billion dollar dollar industry, and the way people dance is different as well.
But, oh yeah, actually. The opening of the film is really, really funny, because you have these two kids talking on the phone, listening to this music, and they are just exploding. Their body's exploding. They're not dancing, actually. They're just like bouncing around.
Yeah, there's something wild and free.
Very, very, exactly.
Which comes back to the idea of wanting to escape the box. Mm.
And how do you work with the two actors to convey in them this kind of feeling? Because they were very young when the rave things happened. Mm. So how did you work with them in order to be so convincing?
I always just try to create an environment where playtime and is encouraged, and to try to instill a kind of culture of expression and freedom in them, and mm. within obviously the confines of trying to get the script shot. And they, so we worked on dancing, you know, and we had a dance teacher come in and talk about the type of dancing that would happen in the 90s and how that's different, you know, no twerking, things like that, and they embraced that full on. And but the conversations that I had with Christian and Lorne really were around trying to find something in their own bodies that felt so free, and they did that, and I think it's quite effective.
Yeah. One last question is about the ending of the film, which we are not saying, but you choose to like a classical ending with telling us what happens in life to the various characters that we meet. Why did you choose that?
Well, I feel like the film is obviously reflecting back on that period, and I wanted to, I think different people take different things away from the ending depending on their own experience in life. I mean, they all see something of themselves or people that they know within it. And so the cards at the end, which tells a little bit of the where the characters have gone since 1994 up to now, I think helped to be reflective of a much bigger picture about society. And for me, the film in some ways is about the ideology of our youth and what can happen to
what
that
happen.
And I think it's relevant to then look forward in the same way that like a movie like American Graffiti does.
This is why I was asking. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Brian Welsh, director of Beats from the Torino Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.